Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
God bless America, land that I love.
Welcome back, 23 After. I think that's Celine Dion singing that song. I've not heard that before. We put some music together. Kevin did a good job today putting some good music together for us for the 4th. Welcome back, Independence Day in America. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. You can see some of the things we've done there for Independence Day if you want, some of the things I've said, written, etc. I want to talk to you about something that happened, something that that Lincoln said, and talk a little bit about liberty and a little bit about independence and a little bit about entrepreneurship and a little bit about also what George Washington said. 78 years ago, as you know, Abraham Lincoln dedication of Lincoln of the Lincoln's dedication of the Gettysburg Cemetery included these words: "Our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty." There's that word, conceived in liberty, and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Well, 7 years earlier, one of those founders, Thomas Jefferson, penned and what is arguably the most important secular document in history, the Declaration of Independence, which included this passage, which I still love. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Having the spirit and the courage and the vision to declare independence at a time when monarchy was the accepted model of government, that was pretty impressive, wasn't it? But fighting for those principles then and defending them from within and from without since for over 200 years, is unprecedented. This history that we have here in America is unprecedented. To be sure, America has had lapses in the delivery of some of these tenets. Indeed, while Lincoln was trying to save his beloved country, he made this judgment: we made the experiment, and the truth and the fruit is before us. Even today, America is a work in progress, right? We still see it. Maybe that's what makes us so interesting. You think about that? Isn't that what makes us interesting? Is Switzerland interesting? Switzerland is not a work in progress. No disrespect to the Swiss. They're fine people, but is that nation interesting? Does anybody talk about them very much? America is still a work in progress. And I think that's what makes us so interesting. We're on a journey of understanding with many stations along the way where things are learned and past wrongs can be righted. That's what we do. If we can, we right past wrongs. But in terms of contribution to the world, Ronald Reagan's shining city upon a hill has an incomparable record. Warts and all, as I have said, the United States is still a benefactor nation with millions, hundreds of millions, maybe billions of beneficiaries. Freedom to dream is found in other lands, as is freedom to pursue dreams. We don't own the franchise on that. But no entrepreneurial soil is more fertile than is America's. And it's because of those who had the spirit to create our founding documents, the will to deliver them, and the courage to defend them. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness have been essential to millions of American small businesses. Ask anyone, anywhere on the planet, where to go to start a business, and have the greatest chance to succeed and accrue the fruits of that labor? And the answer would be America. Generation after generation of small business owners have, like the founders, demonstrated spirit, will, and courage as they've claimed and perpetuated the American dream. So today, as we celebrate the blessings of another 4th of July in America, let's fulfill Lincoln's hope that the bonds of affection for each other will be touched by the better angels of our nature. I really wish we could commit that passage, that last passage, to memory as we vote for members of Congress, as we vote for all elected officials. Let's find people who have a dedication to the bonds of affection for each other, that they will be touched by the better angels of our nature. We have more things that we can accomplish if we can think about it like that, folks. If we can focus on those things, we've got to find a way to return some civility to our society. And that's my commitment to you for the rest of the time that we're together. Happy Independence Day, America. I'm Jim Blasingame. Quick break. Right back after these messages. More to come. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.